Good evening. My name is Caroline Smart, and I'm the Senior Director of Plan Integration for the North Carolina State Health Plan, which is a division of the Department of State Treasurer. It's our office that oversees and administers the State Health Plan. I'm so glad that you'll be able to join our conversation tonight. We'll be joined by members of the State Health Plan staff, Roberta Hemby and Jane Shire, as well as Aetna Representative Austin Parsons. The telephone town hall event will give you the chance to learn more about open enrollment and the State Health Plan's transition from Blue Cross NC to Aetna as the plan's new third-party administrator, or TPA. In addition, we'll describe the enhanced PPO plan, 80-20, and the base PPO plan, 70-30, which continue to be your plan options with no benefit changes for 2025. We'll also have the opportunity to answer some of your questions. During the call, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 0 at any time to electronically raise your hand. We will be able to bring some participants on the call tonight live on air to ask questions. Good evening. My name is Caroline Smart, and I'm the Senior Director of Plan Integration for the North Carolina State Health Plan, which is a division for the Department of State Treasurer. It's our office that oversees and administers the State Health Plan. I'm so glad that you'll be able to join our conversation today. We will be joined by members of the State Health Plan staff, Roberta Hemby and Jane Shire, as well as Aetna Representative Austin Parsons. This telephone town hall event will give you the chance to learn more about open enrollment and the State Health Plan's transition from the Blue Cross NC to Aetna as the plan's new third-party administrator, or TPA. In addition, we'll describe the enhanced PPO plan, 80-20, and the base PPO plan, 70-30, which continues to be your plan options with no benefit changes for 2025. We'll also have an opportunity to answer some of your questions. During the call, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 0 at any time to electronically raise your hand. We will be able to bring some participants on the call tonight live on air to ask questions. Again, I want to welcome those of you who have just joined us. I'm Caroline Smart, the Senior Director of Plan Integration, and I am joined by Roberta Hemby and Jane Shire, as well as Austin Parsons with Aetna. We'll get started in just a moment. I also want to encourage you to visit the State Health Plan's website, www.shp.org, where you can find the information we'll discuss on this call. If you need additional help, or if you have specific questions, we have extended call hours during open enrollment, which began Monday and lasts through October 25, 2024. Just call 855-859-0966 between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, or Saturday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. This is your call, and we want to hear from you. We will take as many questions as we can tonight. We're looking forward to sharing more information about the enhanced PPO plan 80-20 and the base PPO plan 70-30 for active members. The enhanced PPO plan 80-20 is a PPO plan where you pay 20% coinsurance for eligible in-network services after you meet your deductible. For some services, like office visits or urgent care, emergency room visits, you pay a copay. By comparison, the base PPO plan, 70-30, is a PPO plan where you pay 30% coinsurance for eligible in-network expenses after you meet your deductible. Again, for some services, like office visits, you pay a copay. Again, benefits are staying the same, as well as all copays and deductibles. This call may help you decide if you need to take action during open enrollment, which is going on now through October 25th. It looks like we have a lot of people on the call, so we'll get started. To kick things off, there are two very important items we want to emphasize right from the start. First, all members will be automatically enrolled in the base PPO plan 70-30, which will have an $85 subscriber-only premium. You can reduce this premium by $60 to a $25 subscriber-only premium by completing the tobacco attestation. Second, members who wish to enroll in the enhanced PPO plan 80-20 or who wish to reduce their monthly premiums in either the enhanced PPO plan 80-20 or the base PPO plan 70-30 by completing the tobacco attestation must take action during open enrollment. If you are a retiree, the base PPO plan 7030 remains premium-free for those eligible. In addition, during open enrollment, all members will need to reselect a primary care provider or PCP in order to continue to enjoy lower copays when visiting that provider in 2025. Members will do this during the open enrollment. You can make that selection in eBenefits, the plan's enrollment system. If you want to change plans or need to make changes regarding your dependents, you will need to take action now until October 25th. Please see the decision guide you received in the mail for full details. Now I'm going to turn things over to Roberta.
Thank you, Caroline. It's great to be joined by so many State Health Plan members today and have an opportunity to hear from you and talk about what's ahead. Before we get started, I have a few brief announcements. If you would like to ask a question to one of our team members, please note that they are not able to answer questions about your specific health circumstances, which may include personal health information. If you have a question about your personal health circumstances, enrollment status, or the details of your plan coverage, please call the State Health Plan's Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center at 855-859-0966. The support center is open for extended hours during open enrollment this week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are recording this call, and it will be available for plan members who are not able to join us today. If you end up asking a question live on the call, please know that your question will be recorded as part of this call. Please don't include any personal health information and be as brief as possible so we can fit in as many questions as possible. Today, we'll discuss your 2025 State Health Plan options. We'll explain some important information and resources you can use to make your decision. You should have already received your open enrollment decision guide in the mail. Please be sure to read it to make the most of your benefits. The information that we discussed today is located in the decision guide. If you have misplaced yours, you can view a copy on the plan's website at www.shpnc.org. Now I want to remind everyone on the line to press 0 at any time during the call if you want to electronically raise your hand to ask a question. Next, I want to introduce James, who will give an overview of your 2025 plan options.
Thanks, Roberta. In 2025, the State Health Plan will continue to offer two plan options for active and non-Medicare eligible members, the Enhanced PPO Plan 8020 and the Base PPO Plan 7030. There are no major benefit changes in either of these plans, but there is a potential for changes in your prescription drug coverage, as those costs vary based on the formulary or drug list. There is also no change in how your pharmacy benefits work. You are still able to use your pharmacy, and there is no need to change pharmacies. For full coverage details, members should refer to the benefit booklet on the plan's website at www.shpnc.org.
Thanks, Jane. I want to remind everyone that if you have any questions, you can press 0 to be connected to someone who will take down your question. Soon, we will start taking your questions live on the air. Before we open the line up for questions, James, can you provide more information about each of the plan options?
Sure. I'll give a brief description of each of your options. All members should take a close look at each of these plans to determine which option will be best for you going forward. The first option is the Enhanced PPO Plan 8020. This plan costs $50 per month per subscriber after the tobacco attestation, which we will discuss in a minute. The Enhanced PPO 80-20 plan is a PPO plan where you pay 20% coinsurance for eligible in-network services after you meet your deductible. For some services, such as office visits, urgent care, or emergency room visits, you do have a copay. Now, the Enhanced PPO Plan 8020 has a combined medical and pharmacy out-of-pocket maximum, which totals $4,890. That is for in-network subscriber-only coverage. This means that once you reach this amount, your plan benefit will pick up 100% of covered in-network expenses for the rest of the benefit year. Preventive services performed by an in-network provider are covered at 100%. This means that for your annual physical or preventive screenings like a colonoscopy, there will be no copay. The second option is the base PPO plan 7030. This plan costs $25 per month per subscriber after the tobacco attestation. It remains premium free for eligible retirees. The base PPO plan 7030 is a PPO plan where you pay 30% coinsurance for eligible in-network expenses after you meet your deductible. For some services, such as office visits, urgent care, or emergency room visits, you will pay a copay. The base PPO plan has a combined medical and pharmacy out-of-pocket maximum, which totals $5,900 for in-network subscriber-only coverage. This means that once you reach this amount, your plan will pick up 100% of in-network covered services for the rest of the benefit, for the rest of the benefit year. Preventive services performed by an in-network provider are covered at 100%. This means that for your next annual physical or preventive screening, such as the colonoscopy, there again will be no copay. Remember that all members in both plans will have to reselect their primary care provider for 2025. We're going to go ahead and answer a couple of questions now.
Yes, Max from Raleigh, you apparently have a question about spousal coverage.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. So my wife is on my plan as well as for the Pierce Group benefits, and she works part-time for a nonprofit agency. It is possible she may be going full-time by the first of the year. However, we don't know if we'll know that during this open enrollment month. So if I do add her, is it a qualifying life event for me to be able to take her off of my coverages if she does gain full-time employment?
Yes, she would. That would allow for a qualifying life event to remove your spouse due to the fact that she would gain access to other coverage.
Okay, great. I believe we have David on the line. David, what is your question?
Yeah, you say that we have to change your primary doctor, or we're allowed to keep the primary doctor?
You absolutely can keep your primary care doctor, but you do have to re-elect your primary care physician so that it will be printed on your new Aetna ID card. So it's not that you can't have it. You just need to re-elect the same primary care provider.
Okay, and May, you have a question?
Yes, I'm currently enrolled in the state, I guess, is it a high option plan? Now, my concern is that will I automatically be transferred over to the Aetna high option plan?
Are you on the high deductible health plan or the enhanced PPO 80-20 plan?
80-20 plan.
Okay. So you will be rolled over to the 70-30 plan for January 1st, 2025, unless you take action during the open enrollment period to reelect the 80-20 plan.
Okay, I think we have a call from Veronica. Veronica, what's your question?
My question is, I'll be turning 65 in May, and of course I am required to enroll in Medicare. How does this plan affect my having to enroll in Medicare?
Okay, so are you retired?
No.
Oh, okay. We suggest that you enroll in Medicare Part A only. That's free. It's inpatient hospitalization. But since you're still going to be working full-time for the state, nothing really changes for you. You still have the option of the 70-30 or 80-20 plan. So no changes.
Those were some great questions. Please continue to press zero if you have a question. Now I'd like to take the opportunity to discuss the CLEAR Pricing Project, which offers the opportunity for cost savings to our members on the Enhanced PPO Plan 80-20 and the Base PPO Plan, the 70-30. The goal of the CLEAR Pricing Project is to bring transparency to healthcare expenses while addressing the rising health costs that you and your family face every day. The plan will continue to offer copay reductions in 2025 for members who visit a CPP provider. For example, Enhanced and Base PPO Plan 70-30 and 80-20, members who select a CPP as a primary care provider shown on their ID card will enjoy a $0 copay when visiting that provider. In addition, there will be significantly reduced copays for members who visit a CPP specialist. Now, please note that CPP providers needed to re-sign with Aetna, so it is possible that some providers chose not to participate in 2025. As a reminder, CPP providers are only located in North Carolina. For more details on the CLEAR Pricing Project, visit the plan's website at www.shpnc.org. The Enhanced and Base plans are PPO plans. To discuss more about what that means, I'd like to introduce Austin with Aetna. Austin, can you explain what this means?
Sure, Roberta. The State Health Plan's Enhanced PPO Plan 80-20 and Base PPO Plan 70-30 are national PPOs, or Preferred Provider Organizations. As a reminder, Aetna is the plan's new third-party administrator, or TPA, for the North Carolina State Health Plan Network. Aetna processes medical claims and offers a provider network, but taxpayers like you pay for your coverage. Both plans allow you the flexibility to visit any provider in or out of network and receive benefits. However, you pay less when you visit an in-network provider. I wanted to take a moment to highlight some of the features Aetna offers that you'll be able to enjoy beginning January 1st, 2025. There are new expanded disease and case management programs. There's a new 24/7 nurse line. There's new virtual care services through Teladoc. And there's a new LifeMart discount program.
Thanks, Austin. This is Caroline again. A lot of our members ask if their current providers will still be in network for Aetna. Austin, can you address this?
Sure, Caroline. It's more than likely. 99.5% of North Carolina providers are in network with Aetna, as well as all major hospital systems. Members can visit the plan's website and click Find a Doctor to look for their provider.
Thanks, Austin. As a reminder, there will be no premium increases again this year as we transition to Aetna. Finally, one other important thing for everyone to know, all members will be receiving a new ID card this year in December. You should start using your new cards on January 1st, 2025, as your current cards will not work after December 31st. I'm curious to hear what our listeners are thinking about. Let's take some more questions from the audience.
Okay, well, first I'd like to say we're starting to see a lot of questions about primary care providers and people wondering if they can keep their doctors. So once again, I want to stress that you can keep your doctor, but you need to re-elect that primary care provider for 2025 so that it will be listed on your new Aetna ID card, and you will continue having those lower reduced costs when you're seeking medical services from your primary care doctor.
And Angela, you had a question for us?
Yes. I'm retired, so my primary doctor, you know, the doctors leave the practices, but you still go to the same physician office. So what happens if my doctor leaves and I have to get a new doctor that's not printed on my card?
Well, you can get your card updated to reflect a new physician that you may be seeing. And also, you can be in the practice. As long as you've seen someone within the practice, then you would still be able to get a reduced copay.
Okay, Tanya, you had a question maybe related to Medicare?
Yes. I will be turning 65 within the 4 or 5 months. Can I keep the Aetna insurance, or do I lose it, and what will be the cost?
Okay, so you're an active employee, correct?
I'm retired.
You're retired.
Semi-retired.
Okay.
I'm still contracting with my county, so I'm working part-time.
Okay, so if you're on the state health plan under the retirement system, and that's how you're receiving your health care, you can stay with the 70-30 plan. You can't be on the 80-20 plan, but you can elect to have the 70-30 plan with Aetna. Once you're retired and you become Medicare eligible, you cannot be on the 80-20 plan anymore. And you will receive information in the mail from the health plan about your Medicare eligibility.
And if you're still working, because it's a little unclear whether you're still working or under the retirement system, if you're still covered by the county and on the state health plan, then nothing would change. But just so you understand, there is a difference between whether you're under the active group or in the retirement system.
All right, Lori, do you have a question about out-of-state coverage?
Yes, I did. So I have a child who is in college out of state, still on our plan, and it sounded like Aetna is only covering physicians within the state of North Carolina. So what's the cost associated with out-of-state physicians?
Yeah, so Aetna actually is a national company, and we have a broad national network. We do have a broad national network, so we have coverage in all 50 states. You are able to go to the Find a Doctor page from the State Health Plan's website, and you are able to find doctors in all states there.
Those were some great questions. Again, if you'd like to ask any of our speakers a question, just press 0 to raise your hand, and one of our team members will get your information. Now we're going to talk more about the upcoming plan year. Roberta, can you discuss it?
Sure. There are no major changes to the plan benefits for the 2025 plan year, but there may be changes to your prescription coverage, as changes in the formulary or drug list are possible. These changes will continue to occur quarterly. Again, for full coverage details, please be sure to refer to the benefits booklet on the plan's website at www.shpnc.org. Now let's take more questions from our audience.
Okay, great. I believe we have Melissa on the line. Melissa, what is your question? Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was wondering, my daughter is on my plan. I'm wondering what the age max is for a child to stay on the plan.
Okay. Your daughter can stay on your plan up until the end of the month in which she turns 26. So she would come off the plan then. She would get an offer of COBRA coverage, but it's the last day of the month in which her 26th birthday occurs.
We're also getting some questions tonight about some pharmacy questions, and one of those seems to be about whether or not you're required to go to a CVS pharmacy. CVS pharmacies are just an option. You can go to most any pharmacy and use your card, and you should be able to seek services.
Okay, so again, if you would like to ask any of our speakers a question, just press 0 to electronically raise your hand, and one of our team members will get your information and put you in line. Roberta, can you share more information about how members can make a change to their plan?
Remember, during open enrollment, which started this past Monday, September 30th, and runs through October the 25th, 2024. You can enroll online by just visiting the State Health Plan website, www.shpnc.org, and click the e-benefits link. Remember, all members will be automatically enrolled in the base PPO 7030, which will have an $85 subscriber-only premium, but you can reduce this premium by $60 to a $25 subscriber-only premium by completing the tobacco attestation. Members who wish to enroll in the enhanced PPO plan 8020 or who wish to reduce their monthly premium in either the enhanced PPO 8020 or the base PPO 7030 by completing the tobacco attestation must take action during open enrollment. In addition, during open enrollment, all members will need to reselect a primary care provider, PCP, in order to continue to enjoy lower copays when visiting that provider in 2025. Members will do this during the open enrollment online process in eBenefits, which is the plan's enrollment system.
Thanks, Roberta. We're getting a lot of questions about the tobacco attestation, which offers members the opportunity to save $60 a month on their premium. Jane, can you address this?
Thanks, Caroline. If you attest to being a non-tobacco user or agree to a tobacco cessation counseling session, you will reduce your premium by $60 per month in 2025. The premium credit only applies to the subscriber-only premium. If you are not a tobacco user, you will simply need to complete an attestation online during open enrollment to receive the premium credit. Even if you completed the tobacco attestation during last year's open enrollment, you will still need to complete the tobacco attestation. You must make a new attestation during this year's open enrollment period to receive that $60 premium credit for the 2025 plan benefit year. Tobacco users can attend a tobacco cessation counseling session at a provider's office for free to receive the lower premium for 2025. You have until November 30th, 2024 to complete a counseling session and upload the required documentation from your visit into eBenefits, the plan's enrollment system.
We shared a lot of great information on this call, and we want to answer some additional questions we've received.
Yes. Tammy, are you there? You have a question for us?
Yes. I wanted to clarify the clear pricing. Is that only available in North Carolina, even though Aetna is accepted nationwide?
Yes. The CPP provider network is only for physicians or providers here in North Carolina. Now, remember that they did have to re-elect or re-sign with Aetna. So it is possible that if you're trying to search the same CPP provider that you have this year, they may not have re-signed with Aetna.
I wanted to add a footnote to that. While we don't have CPP outside of North Carolina, you can still elect a PCP outside of North Carolina to get a reduction. It's just not as great of a reduction as CPP.
Okay, we have Al on the line. Al, what is your question?
Hello. I am a retiree. I turned 65 in January. My wife is still a full-time employee. And I'm just not really sure what I should do.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of information related to that. Briefly, your wife will have to do her open enrollment. She's an individual employee of the state, and you are a retiree of the state. I'm not sure what plan you're on right now, but you are going to default to our Humana Group Medicare Advantage base plan as of January 1st. And if that is not the plan you want, you must give us at least a 30-day advance notice. And so you would have to call us no later than December 1st to let us know which plan you would like to be enrolled in for 2025.
So let's not forget, make sure you sign up for Medicare. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. You will need to have your Medicare Part A and Part B in place for January 1st. And you should contact Social Security for that.
Yes. Elizabeth, you had a question about tobacco attestation?
Yes, thank you. I'm a retiree and wonder where or how I select my designated physician and tobacco attestation.
Okay. So if you are on, are you Medicare eligible? Elizabeth, are you
I am not.
You are
Medicare.
Not? Okay. So you would only need to do the tobacco attestation if you are electing the 80-20 plan, the enhanced 80-20 plan. You would not have to complete it if you are on the 70-30 plan. And you can go online or call our Eligibility and Enrollment Support Center to complete your enrollment. And they would also be able to assist you in naming your primary care physician or your PCP. And there is a Find a Doctor tool on the State Health Plan's website as well.
Stacy, I think you have a question for us tonight.
I do. I just want to say also thank you for having this town hall. It's very helpful. My question as a recent state retiree is, when traveling abroad, how is the new Aetna coverage going to be affected?
Well, the Aetna coverage offers you some worldwide coverage for emergencies or urgent situations. It's not meant to be where you go to have a regular office visit, but it can assist you in an emergency situation. And just a reminder, if you're about to travel abroad, don't forget to look at your prescriptions and make sure you fill out any paperwork ahead if you need to get extra prescriptions before you leave the country. We've had so many great questions, and there were lots of questions we didn't get a chance to answer today. Roberta, what can participants do next?
You still have time to review the materials you received from the State Health Plan. And you can explore the information on the State Health Plan's website, www.shpnc.org. But keep in mind the all-important date of October 25th, 2024, which is the deadline to make your 2025 health plan choice. And we recommend you don't wait until the very last minute to take action. Remember, action is required. All members will be automatically enrolled in the base PPO plan 7030, which will have an $85 subscriber-only premium. You can reduce this premium by $60 to a $25 subscriber-only premium by completing the tobacco attestation. Members who wish to enroll in the enhanced PPO plan 8020 or wish to reduce their monthly premium in either the enhanced PPO 80-20 or the base PPO 70-30 by completing the tobacco attestation must take action during the open enrollment. And remember, during open enrollment, all members will need to reselect a primary care provider, or PCP, in order to continue to enjoy lower copays when visiting that provider in 2025. Members will do this during the open enrollment online process in eBenefits, the plan's enrollment system.
If we did not get to your question or you have any comments, please call us at 855-859-0966. Thank you again for joining, and have a great evening.